This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We have news this hour from the U.S. Senate. Lawmakers approved $122 billion in spending for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That measure also sets a deadline for pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq. And that's the reason that President Bush has threatened a veto. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now from Capitol Hill, where he's covering this story. And Brian, could you break down the vote for us? How did Democrats line up? How did Republicans line up here?
It was a pretty much party line vote, 51-47. Most Republicans voted against the bill, and most Democrats voted for it. And actually, to be honest with you, haven't seen a complete breakdown, so I'm not sure if there were any who crossed over the aisle. But it looks like it was pretty much along party lines.
So Democrats managed to stay unified on this vote in the end.
That's right, as they have throughout this entire process. The big vote, I think, for our interest was earlier this week when they voted against a Republican effort to strip language from the bill that would have put a timetable in for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq. And in that case, you had only one Democrat, Senator Pryor from Arkansas, voting with the Republicans, and a couple of Republicans crossed the line. So the Democrats have been able to hold on to their troops throughout this.
Two very brief questions about what's been voted on here. We know that the House has already approved something a little like the Senate version. Does that mean that there really will be a bill that goes to the president's desk that he might have to veto if he carries through on his promise to do that?
That's exactly right, Steve. And that's why the vote on Tuesday in the Senate to keep the language calling for a troop pullout from Iraq was important, because now both the House and Senate have gone on record in favor of a withdrawal date. And that gives Congress, I think, a little bit of added leverage when they go into this coming showdown over with the president and his veto. The big difference between the House and the Senate has called for a goal of a troop withdrawal by next spring, March 31st, 2008. The House has called for a firm withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of August 2008. And so that is really the biggest difference between Democrats right now in the House and Senate, and it's not clear exactly how they're going to work out a middle ground between a firm date for withdrawal in the House and a more amorphous withdrawal date in the Senate.
So it's not certain whether the president will be confronted with an order or a suggestion. What's the political calculation for each party here? Let's start with Republicans, who stood with the president mostly on this one.
Well, Republicans continue to believe that it's important to continue the U.S. presence in Iraq, and that there is progress being shown as a result of the surge in U.S. forces there, and that the president should, as the commander-in-chief, hold the ultimate authority as to where and when troops are sent. Democrats say that that there's no real evidence the surge is working, and that after 4 years of this war, it's clear that the U.S. is in the middle of a civil war. And they have, they feel, a popular opinion on their side, though the war is in increasingly unpopular with most Americans. And most Americans, according to recent polls, do support a goal or a timetable for withdrawing troops from Iraq.
And just a yes or no question, does Congress have the votes to override the president's veto if he gives one?
No.
Brian, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Brian Naylor covering a vote today in the U.S. Senate in favor of funding for Iraq and Afghanistan, but including a deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops.